Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to this holy half hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. This programme is the second and concluding episode in our version of John Bunyan's book Pilgrim's Progress. The book is all about our spiritual journey through life, as we journey from where we are to heaven eventually. In Bunyan's terms, it's about the man Christian travelling from the city of destruction to the celestial city. On the way, he has lots of adventures, as we do in life. He also meets lots of people, as we also do. Christian met a man called Watchful, who is the keeper of the Palace Beautiful, who points out to him that the journey of life is full of pitfalls and full of adversity and full of enemies, and he would maybe be advised to get a set of armour. So he takes his advice and he puts on this whole suit of armour. It reminds us of Ephesians chapter 6 with St. Paul telling us to put on the whole armour of God. So armed now with his armour and his sword and his shield, he continues on his pilgrimage. Here's the Peter Knight singers singing Stand Up for Jesus.
To thee.
Christian's journey on this pilgrimage through life, through many spiritual experiences, takes him to the valley of humiliation. And in the valley, he's confronted by Apollyon, a great big dragon-like beast. Christian wants to flee. Then he realizes that the armor he's wearing is just on the front. He doesn't have any armor on the back. So he daren't turn round. So he'll have to face the dragon-like beast, who announces that he is the ruler of the city of destruction, and he orders citizen Christian to return immediately. Christian says he now belongs to the king of the celestial city and doesn't take orders from anybody else. Apollyon tempts him with riches, but Christian says, anything you can tempt me with is nothing compared with the eternal blessings awaiting me in the celestial city. So Apollyon attacks him. They get embroiled in a fight. Christian cries to God for help and eventually overcomes the monster. He's tired and frightened, but now he realizes that God really is with him. Here's Ron Canole singing about making war in the heavenlies in God's name.
Father, your word says that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and rulers of this dark age. But you have designed and ordained armor and weapons for us to come against the wickedness in high places. Right now, we put on the helmet of salvation. We lift up the shield of faith. We clothe ourselves with the breastplate of righteousness. And we pick up the sword of truth. And in the mighty name of Jesus, our Savior, we declare war in the heavenlies.
Making war.
Christian's spiritual journey takes him through many ups and downs and twists and turns. And on the road, he was very pleased to meet a man called Faithful. He was another pilgrim, who had also come from the City of Destruction. In fact, it was someone he recognised from his past. So they'd travelled together, supporting each other and talking about everything as they travelled through the ups and downs. It is always wonderful to have a companion on the journey of life, as Katie Melua sings On the Road Again.
Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I ain't got nobody just to call my special friend. You know, the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow. The first time I traveled out in the rain and snow, in the rain and snow. Oh, I didn't have no payroll, not even no place to go.
So Christian and his newfound special friend, Faithful, come to a town called Vanity Fair. It was a very wicked city, And as very quickly as the incomers came up the street, they were experiencing ridicule. Well, the way they were dressed, especially with him in his armour. More than that, however, it became taunting. Then it became threatening. Then they were arrested and then imprisoned, put on trial and found guilty. For what? They were the victims of injustice, of racism, of prejudice. They felt themselves like Paul and Silas, who were arrested in Philippi in the Bible, who were singing hymns at midnight in their dungeon. And then John Bunyan himself, the author of Pilgrim's Progress, he had been arrested for preaching the gospel too. He was writing this whole book in Bedford Jail with a 12-year sentence, just because people were jealous about his preaching, and him attracting the crowds away from the churches. But Christian manages to escape with God's help.
Would have made it if I had not believed. I wouldn't have made it if I had not believed that you still love me when I fall. You come and help me when I call. I wouldn't have made it if I had not believed. One day I looked around me. Everything in my life was wrong. I tried to say that I could make it okay, but my strength was not that strong. I had no one but myself to blame, and there was nothing I could do. But I held on tight to your love for me, and you made my dreams come true. But I wouldn't have made it if I had not believed. Wouldn't have made it if I had not believed that you still love me when I fall. You'd come and help me when I call. I wouldn't have made it if I had not believed. Now even if the whole world comes down on me, I know you will take me up, 'cause you pour everything that's good my overflowing cup. And now I can hold my head up high, even when it all looks wrong, and offer a sacrifice of joy to the Lord in a brand new song. But I wouldn't have made it if I had not believed. I wouldn't have made it if I had not believed that you still love me. Come and help me when I call. I wouldn't have made it if I had not believed.
Christian escaped from wicked vanity fear, but unfortunately Faithful was caught and killed. He was martyred, and so he was taken straight to the celestial city. So maybe it wasn't so bad after all. As Christian journeys along, he meets another man called Hopeful. He is also a friend of Faithful. They meet other pilgrims like Mr. Hold the World and Mr. Money, who fall away when the going gets tough. Christian thought that they were like Lot's wife in the Bible, who turned back and turned into a pillar of salt. Christian and Hopeful, unlike many others, resist the temptation of a man called Demas, who had a silver mine. Others were suckers and would walk into his mine and never be seen again. Here's a song for anyone facing the loss of friends or finding life difficult.
When your day is long, cries.
this life. Well, hang on.
Christian and Hopeful plod on their journey, trying to keep to the straight and narrow, but accidentally they began to slip and wander off the road, and they just transgressed when a giant caught them, and he locked him up for walking on his land. He put them into Doubting Castle, and he beat them up, and he gave them no food, and they were looking doomed, when Christian suddenly remembered his promise key, which Evangelist had given him right at the beginning of his journey. So they were able to use the key and both escape. Then they met some shepherds on Emmanuel's land, looking after the Good Shepherd's sheep. Christian and his friend Hopeful meet Ignorance and his friend the Atheist, who haven't been to the cross. Ignorance thinks he can get into the celestial city without having to go to the cross and getting a scroll saying Christ died for me. Atheist, of course, doesn't think the celestial city exists at all. Christian and Hopeful eventually come to Beulah Land. They cross the river at a ford, and then they enter the celestial city. Two angels help them across. Their dirty clothes are left in the water, and they're given white robes and golden crowns. They can now see the king himself. Crowds are welcoming them. They hand over the scrolls they got at the cross. Their faces are shining like the sun. The streets are paved with gold right enough, and the light is incredible. There's harp music, and so they bow down, worshipping the king. He smiles and says, "Well done, good and faithful servants." The pilgrim's joy is complete and everlasting.